둘, 셋, 파! 안녕하세요. 방탄소년단입니다.
Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
So this week, we are still throwing it back to the early beginnings of Standing BTS with episode 16, Very Good Camera. This was one of the first episodes that came to mind when we knew that we wanted to do a fan favorite series, because not only is this one of BTS's most iconic performances of all time and one of their biggest clapbacks in history, but it's also so nostalgic for us to look back at where we were in life during this recording, because we kind of chit chat in this episode about that.
Yeah, we do.
It was so cool.
Uh-huh. I was in wedding prep mode. I was getting ready for my wedding. We also had never seen BTS in concert yet, so we're kind of daydreaming about that. And Jungkook was also releasing the first couple GCFs, so what a time.
Really, what a time. Mm-hmm. It's like a golden era.
Yeah, we were still a little hot and heavy with the fangirling at times, but it's all in good fun, of course, in this episode.
Of course.
Again, early fandom, you know, like we were just getting into it. So yeah, we were,
if you were with us back then, if you were an ARMY back then, you know we were crazy.
Yeah. Enthusiastic.
Enthusiastically crazy. Right. I mean, feral is a good word.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're so excited to revisit this topic with you today. We absolutely love this performance from BTS. And if you aren't familiar or if you don't quite remember what it's about, then this episode is definitely for you. Also, remember to stay tuned to the end of the episode for a teaser on what's next in the series. For now, we'll just keep it a truth untold.
Over the past 75 years, more than 10,000 chemicals have entered our food supply, but the EU allows just 300 additives. At Thrive Market, we prioritize quality, banning over 1,000 ingredients found in conventional grocery stores. Our Healthy Swap scanner helps you find better versions of your pantry essentials without the junk, dyes, or fillers, and everything is delivered right to your doorstep. So shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health at thrivemarket.com/getstarted for 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift.
As we wrap up 2024, the pop culture experts at Consequence are back with our annual report, celebrating the year's best in music and entertainment. And this time, we're bringing you something extra, a brand new podcast series exclusively on Amazon Music.
Get inside access with interviews featuring this year's biggest artists, actors, and filmmakers, plus discussions with the Consequence team on our Best of the Year lists. And the best part? You can tune in with Amazon Music Unlimited, now free for 3 months.
For a limited time, get 3 months of Amazon Music Unlimited free by visiting tryamazonmusic.com/COS. You'll get over 100 million songs in stunning HD sound, on demand, and ad-free, plus top ad-free podcasts, including the Consequence Annual Report podcast.
Even better, every Amazon Music Unlimited subscriber now gets one free audiobook from Audible each month.
Celebrate the best of 2024 with Consequence's annual report all December at consequence.net. And don't miss the companion podcast by signing up for 3 free months of Amazon Music Unlimited at tryamazonmusic.com/COS or clicking the link in the show description. That's tryamazonmusic.com/COS. Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS.
And oh my god, the BTS Love Yourself Tier World Tour has been announced.
Yes, the Love Yourself World Tour has been announced, which has been giving Kayla and I lots of anxiety because we really want to go because we haven't seen BTS in person, and seeing them in person seems very surreal, but we're very, very excited, really nervous about getting tickets, but we're going to try.
Yeah, we're going to try to either go to Chicago or Fort Worth. So email us, DM us, like, tell us where you're planning to go. Let's meet up. Like, how cool would that be?
That'd be super cool. Yeah. Even if we couldn't meet up, like, you can still email us and DM us. Like, it'd be really cool to see where you all are planning on going.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also Europe has actual tour dates set up, which I think this is their first time going to Europe, which is super awesome for all of our listeners in Europe.
Yes.
I'm sure you all are very stoked.
Totally. It's going to be so crazy.
So October is going to be kind of a crazy month for me if we end up going to their Chicago tour date, because they're going to be in Chicago on October 2nd and 3rd, and then I get married on October 13th, and then I leave for Hawaii on my honeymoon, like, I believe October 16th or 17th.
So oh my God.
Yeah, October is going to be a really crazy month for me if I end up going to Chicago.
Bethany, you did not tell me that you're going to Hawaii.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, that's where I'm going on my honeymoon.
Oh, yeah. That sounds amazing. That's going to be so awesome.
Yeah, we're going to go to almost all the islands. Like, we're going on a tour group, which I'm really excited about because we'll be with a bunch of old people, which I'm totally for, you know?
That sounds so fun.
Yeah, but I get married on October 13th, which is Jimin's birthday.
Yes!
Yay!
Oh my God, we're going to have to take a shot for Jimin that night.
Oh, for sure.
During your reception.
That's going to be so fun. There's going to be so much BTS music played at my reception.
Bitch. Oh my God.
All of my friends and family can get over it. Like, BTS is going to be played all night long.
Oh, if Jordan and I would have known about BTS when we got married, for sure, some BTS songs would have been played.
Yes.
So, play them. This is the one chance.
Yeah, I really want to learn the choreography to Fire and, like, teach you and Brittany and Anthony a bunch of people. And we should just all break out to Fire. Like, that's my favorite choreography for, like, out of all their songs. It's probably my favorite choreography. I don't know why.
The bridesmaids should start it. And then other people like Brittany and, like Anthony and people, like, come into it. Like, that'd be so cool.
Oh, so fun. So, anyways, what else is in news for BTS?
Okay, this world tour is big fucking news, for real. Let's get real.
The biggest news, for sure.
We have dreamed about being able to see them in concert since the day we discovered them.
I just can't imagine seeing them in front of us.
No.
I can't imagine being in this same arena as them.
No, like, imagine we're like on the floor, general admission. We're as close as we can fucking get.
No.
And we know the concert hasn't even started. It's fucking an hour and a half from starting. We're standing there already. We're not gonna move. We're not gonna go to the bathroom. We're not gonna get anything to drink.
Hell no.
We're staying there. And we know that somewhere in, like, the backstage or, like, underground or some shit, BTS is in that stadium getting ready to go on stage to try their hardest to, like, be so fucking amazing and to perform. And it's gonna be, like, the best night of our lives.
Are you trying to make me cry right now? Like, that's if we get tickets.
No. Oh, my God.
Fingers crossed. Knock on wood.
By this time next week, we'll know if we had tickets or not.
That is true. I texted Kayla earlier today. I was like, hey, just so you know, when we record next Monday, which is when BTS tickets go on sale for Chicago, I'm like, we will know whether or not we are attending the Love Yourself BTS World Tour.
Shit.
That's insane. That's too much. Okay. My heart is racing.
But Bethany, of course we have to talk about the other thing that happened today.
Oh, okay. So the other thing that happened today, which today is April 30th, Golden Closet Film in Osaka was released today by none other than Jungkook. And it's so cute and perfect. When it came out this morning, I sent it to Kayla and Brittany just dying. Like, I had gotten to work early and I just parked my car and I saw that there was a GCF upload and I just was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I want to watch this, you know, because the last one was really good. The one, I think it was in like Tokyo or something.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, with Jimin.
Yes.
But I'm not gonna lie. My Taecook heart was like, oh, at the beginning of this, like, it shows Hobie and RM, but then it started showing Jimin walking, and I was like, God damn it! If they go on this shopping trip together, and it's Jimin again, like, we've seen it before. Change it up. And then Taeyong was with them, and I was like, oh my God, no. sorry, fangirling so hard. But the editing and the filming and the song and like the pink border that's around the video, mm-hmm. and just Jimin and Taeyong, V-min, oh, yes. so strong in this. The Maknae line so strong in this.
The 95 oh. line.
95 line, yeah.
Like, Jimin does that cute little dance with Taeyong, and Taeyong, he picks it up in, like, less than 5 seconds and just starts doing it. And when they, and then they do it the whole time. Like, they work it in as, like, a theme. Like, Jungkook makes it a theme in the video, and it's so cute and, like, so goofy. And, oh, my God, like, I'm crying.
Yeah, it's really cute. My favorite part is... obviously Taeyong. Like, Taeyong does a lot of really goofy things in this, and it just melts my heart. But the one thing I love that he does is he's across the street and Jungkook is filming him, and there's a big bus that comes by, and you can tell what's going on in Taeyong's head, like, oh, I'm gonna run away so it looks like I disappeared, like, after this bus goes by, which is so cute that he does this. But he's too slow, and he can't get out of the picture before the bus is gone. But he's, like, tugged down, and he's, like, running away. And they're, like, bodyguard guy that's with him, or whoever he is, like, what the hell? And just Taeyong just books it, but he's too slow, and it's so cute.
He's so fucking obvious. Like, he's, like, a goofy, like, 90s movie. Like...
yeah.
It's so cute.
It's cheesy and cute, yeah.
Yeah, Jimin is just so funny and cute the whole time, and, like, damn, I just love Golden Closet films. When Jungkook has more of them, we should talk about them.
Yeah, Jungkook does a really, really good job. Like, he's very, very talented.
And, like, he hasn't been doing it for long, you know? I feel like he's doing Golden Closet films, like, to learn and, like, as, like, a fun, like, hobby activity. And he already does such a wonderful job, and he's still learning. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah, he's very talented. Jungkook is just good at everything he does. Pisses me off.
You're not real.
It's true.
Oh, okay, so let's get into this episode.
Yes!
Let's get into what this is about. The intro performance trailer, which was officially released on Big Hit Entertainment channel on YouTube on January 8th, 2015. And it's great.
Yeah, I mean, it's phenomenal for sure. So before we get into it, I just want to give a shout out to Jamie__. She made a post on ARMY's Amino, and it was titled Appreciating BTS Intro Performance Trailer. And when I originally started doing research for this particular performance trailer, I was kind of interested in why they posted it, because I thought it was kind of out of norm for them. Like, it's not a teaser. It's not really just, like, one of their dance performances. It's just, like, different. They have all these different camera angles. It was after Danger was released. It was just kind of odd.
It only has 2 million views. Like, it's not super well known.
Yeah.
So it's just like, why is it here? Where did it come from? Like, why did they post it?
Yeah. It should have more than 2 million views. So, yes, it deserves more than that. But anyways, so I just want to give a shout out to her, because she gave me a lot of information that I did not know about at all about this, like, this intro performance trailer. What I found out from reading on her post is that this was actually first performed at an MBC event on December 31st, 2014. If you go and watch this, I highly suggest that you go and watch this. The camera angles and the videography is just horrific. Like, it's really bad.
Oh my God, it is. Like, the worst. For example, something that I noticed immediately the first time I watched it, and what a lot of people in the comments noticed, was right at 44 seconds, they did this huge, super wide shot from super high in the air, like 300 fucking feet in the air. And it's like to the right hand corner, we can see full trees on the side of the road. We can see the entire crowd. We can see complete other buildings. And BTS looks basically like ants on the stage. Yeah. And like the other camera shots were just as bad. The camera was fucking shaky and not a good way, not the like stylized K-pop way. Like their angles were weird. They kept doing like super side shots, super far up shots, super like back shots for no reason. Like you could not see anything.
Yeah, it looked like they didn't give a shit about BTS.
At all.
It looked like they were either trying to show how big of a crowd they had, or like the presentation of the stage. Like it was not focused on them.
Yeah. And I saw a comment where somebody said that the camera angles and everything for GOT7's performance was like nowhere near as bad. They were like good. So people were like, how? Like, why would you ever film from fucking 300 feet in the air for a dance performance?
It's so stupid.
A dance performance. Like,
yes. So stupid. Yeah, so stupid. Basically, ARMY kind of speculates that this intro performance trailer that they released was actually kind of like big hit, like just throwing some shade. So this, NBC event performance was on December 31st. And then not even like really 8 days later, Big Hit released this intro performance trailer. And I think that they released it so quickly as kind of just like a F you, you know, like, and yeah. the thing that's funny about it is they do three different camera angles. So they have this, I mean, they title it Very Good Camera and mm-hmm. Good Camera. And Do You Want More? Like, it was kind of like we worked so hard, and you can tell that BTS worked so hard collectively and their dancers who dance with them.
Yeah.
I bet they spent so many hours in the practice studio just trying to perfect this performance. And then the first time that they perform it.
For a performance.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
They did not do it justice. They made it look like it was nothing. I mean, you couldn't see it. So how do you even know if it was anything? Because yeah. The camera was just totally pulled back, really far away, can't see anything going on. So Big Hit was like, screw you, we're gonna release a trailer of this performance and title it Very Good Camera and Good Camera and Want More because it fucking deserves it.
Yeah, like to me, 8 days, like you said, it's a super short amount of time. Like you have to arrange a venue to film, find a day in their busy schedule to film the video, spend time filming the video, edit the video, and then post it. So, like, at the very least, they maybe just wanted to show people a good version of the performance while it was still relevant. Like, at the very least, that's why they tried to get it out so quickly. But just like you said, in my opinion, it's a big ass fuck you, like to NBC and like other like antis who are basically like using that performance to say that BTS sucks. Like, I mean, that's just how I feel about it.
Yeah, no, I agree 100% with you. And honestly, like, this is not confirmed that they purposely did this, but all I can say is that this particular video, this intro performance trailer, has amazing and incredible choreography. It's just the NBC video did not do it justice. And so I'm happy that they ended up releasing this video just because it gives it the justice it deserves. Whether or not it was out of spite, I'm glad that they put it up.
Yeah. For sure. So let's get into talking about what this amazing video actually is. Uh-huh. So you found out that they danced to like a mashup of three different songs.
Yeah. So they end up dancing to, no, they end up dancing to two different songs, right?
Oh, yeah. Two different songs.
Yeah. Okay. So they end up dancing to two different songs during this performance. So the first song that's played, which is, it primarily has J-Hope in the front during this song. It's called Spaz by Chris Calico, and it features Tech N9ne.
Woo!
Yes, which is super exciting for Kayla and I because Tech N9ne and, as I found out today, Chris Kaliko are both from Kansas City, which is the city that Kayla and I met in. And mm-hmm. Kayla lives there currently. And I lived there for 5 years. So, and it's Missouri. And, you know, so we feel personally connected to BTS just because of this, like, song. Like, yes. Oh, they know Tech N9ne. Oh, they know Chris Kaliko. Like, oh, hey.
Yeah. Like, we're 6 degrees away, you know? Everybody, yeah. You could argue that you're 6 degrees away from everything, like...
Yeah. Yeah, and in the video for Spaz, they actually are wearing, like, Kansas City Chiefs jerseys and stuff, which is really cool. So I'm like, ah, BTS, come to St. Louis or Kansas City, which maybe they will. Who knows? They still have more tour dates to release.
Yeah.
But we're going to Chicago because we need tickets now.
As soon as possible.
So anyways, the other song that ends up playing, this one has Jungkook primarily in front during this performance, and it's Rollin' by Limp Bizkit featuring Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water.
Mm.
You know, everyone knows that group.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I just find really interesting is why they chose these songs, because they are very... interesting songs to choose from. Like, they both kind of came out like in the 90s sort of, and just I'm just curious to why they chose them, and I just kind of, I don't know, I kind of want to know your opinion on it, because I think it's interesting.
Well,
because the songs are a big part of the dance. Like,
yeah,
it's not them, it's not,
it's very
song.
Integrated. Like, the yeah. songs are very much a part, like the lyrics and everything are very purposeful in the dance. I actually didn't know until you just now mentioned it that both the songs are from the 90s, and I actually feel like younger BTS had, like, their music style seemed more 90s influenced to me. Maybe that had something to do with it, that's just kind of the style that they were in or, like, growing out of. I don't know. So that might be a contributing factor. Something else that might be a contributing factor would be, like, just the general sound and style and rhythm and beat of the songs, I think, allows them to really showcase their fullest abilities, because these songs are, like, really fast and they have a lot going on. So to have a dance that can keep up with what the song is doing, like the energy the song is bringing, the dance has to have so much fucking energy, so much movement, like, mm-hmm. and so it's not easy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe they were just, like, really trying to put themselves out there, like, hey, we're here. Like, that performance on stage for NBC was supposed to be huge, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the songs are just really badass, you know? And I will say, though, like, the songs, I guess, they didn't come out in the 90s. They came out, like, I don't know, like, 2009 and, like, I don't know. But, I mean, the groups, like, Chris Kaliko and Tech N9ne have been around since, like, 95. And Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, they have a lot of those influences.
Yeah, Limp Bizkit's been around since, like, 94, 93. Like, I mean, they've been around for a while. But it's
forever.
Still really interesting, like, that they chose these artists and these songs. But yeah. I totally agree with you. Like,
I mean, thinking about maybe what those artists or, like, those particular songs represent, but that would be a whole other thing to get into.
Yeah, yeah.
Over the past 75 years, more than 10,000 chemicals have entered our food supply, but the EU allows just 300 additives. At Thrive Market, we prioritize quality, banning over 1,000 ingredients found in conventional grocery stores. Our Healthy Swap scanner helps you find better versions of your pantry essentials without the junk, dyes, or fillers, and everything is delivered right to your doorstep. So shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health at thrivemarket.com/getstarted for 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift.
So anyways, so getting into the actual video, because the choreography is phenomenal, it's so intense, it's just, it's so good. So the video starts off, and how it starts off is it says, very good camera. And this camera that they're referring to as the Very Good camera has multiple cameras from above and below and out to the side. And you can see these like three floodlights above this huge stage. I mean, just totally open, big, large room. And there's these three floodlights and it just makes the whole thing super intense.
Mm-hmm.
So right off from the bat, you can see Jungkook standing right in front, and it's just him. And then behind him are all the other members, but you don't notice them until the music kind of starts and they all sidestep out. And they all sidestep out to the beat of the music, and they all appear left and right of Jungkook until they're in this like V formation.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get into that V formation, from left to right is Jin, Jimin, Taeyong, Jungkook, Suga, J-Hope, and RM.
Yeah. And so this is a great time to talk about their outfits, because this is really like the only time that we can see them all spread out. So basically, at first we weren't sure if they were wearing pilot or sailor uniforms. At least I went back and forth on it. Until I noticed that all of the fucking backup dancers were wearing like typical sailor's caps, then I realized, okay, they're like captain of the ship, basically. Every member of BTS is wearing the same thing. They're wearing white, like I said, like captain jackets with all the badges and little trinkets that you would normally see decorating, a really decorated naval captain. They're wearing like white bootcut slacks, and they're pretty tight fitting until down by their ankles. And then they're also cut like a little short, like flood jean length, you know, like a little bit above their ankles. And they're pleated, they're not pleated, but they have like a front crease. So it looks very nice. And they're also very tight fitting.
Those pants are everything.
Everything. They look so good on every single member. They're also wearing like black ties, very shiny black dress shoes, and white captain's hat with shiny black rims on the hat.
Yeah. Yes. And when they start off, all of their hats are like folded over their eyes. You can't see their eyes hardly at all.
No, you can't.
Yeah, which is interesting, because when Kayla and I were trying to decipher who, like, left from right, who's who, honestly, like, I could tell Taeyong because he's got those ears. Like, his ears are so folded out and large. He's so cute.
I know. That was how I identified him also. I feel like with everybody else, I either looked at, like, their mouth or their jawline. And, like, but Taeyong, like, I was like, there you go, ears. It's Tae.
Yeah, his ears are so cute. So, also, before they kind of, like, go back and they get into this other formation, if you look at Jimin, his hat is kind of tilted a little bit. So you can see, like, one of his eyes is so cute. Like, it's just, like, one of his eyes is completely covered and the other one is showing. It's so, so cute.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. What a cute baby.
Yeah.
Also, they, like, so they throw the hats immediately. Like, the hats don't even matter after that, because as part of the choreography, they throw them all off. It's very cool. Like, the dancers come in front of them. They, like, build a wall. Like, yes. BTS is in their formation, and then the dancers come in front of them and, like, block them off. And we just see the members, like, throwing their hats up. And they're not throwing them in, like, order. Like, they all just shoot out at different times.
Yeah, they just pitch them.
Yeah, get out of here. Like, we have to see their faces.
Yeah. So right starting off from here is when Spaz really starts to like kick off its song, and all of the people like in the front row, like all the dancers in the front who formed that wall, kind of like shuffle down, and J-Hope appears. And J-Hope. Just,
oh my God.
J-Hope. I mean, J-Hope in this whole video is way too much. Way
so
too
much. Like, I don't care who you are, who your ultimate bias is, who your BTS bias is. J-Hope will bias wreck you every fucking time you see him in this video. From start yes. to finish, again and again. Like, holy shit. We are in awe of the dance god in yes. this video.
Praise be to J-Hope, the dance god. Like, yes. Yes.
And now it's a cult.
Yes. So in this video, honestly, Kayla and I are going to be referring to seconds and minutes again because we just can't not do that. So at 38 seconds, right like at the beginning there, J-Hope runs to the front. He squats down, grabs his belt, like his pants, and then rises up from that squat he was in and just, like J-Hope. He's being a hoe. He's being a straight up hoe. Like, like, it gets me.
Oh my God, J-Hope. I've not heard that. Oh my God.
No, you had to have heard that. J-Ho? Hell yeah, it's a thing.
I love it.
So then once you get to, like, second 51, what's really, really interesting about this part is J-Hope, it's the part where he starts to kind of, like, lip sync.
Yes.
Like, whenever J-Hope lip syncs in this video, it just intensifies the whole thing.
Mm.
That's the part where he says he, like, lip syncs the go insane part.
Oh, when he lip syncs the go insane part, like, that was the first time that I really noticed that he was, like, mouthing the words. But really, he mouths the words the entire fucking time, and it is so sexy and, like, so expressive, and I think it's pretty common for dancers to do this, to like be able to express the lyrics more, and I think that it connects the lyrics to the choreography of the song, and like, oh my God, like J-Hope is the dance king. Like,
yeah, he is. Yeah, something about, like, I mean, he's dancing and all that, but yeah, when you can see him lip singing the go insane, oh damn, yes.
Yes.
Okay, so moving on past J-Hope, who, let's be real, is really hard not to pay attention to during this entire performance. But right around the 1 minute mark, J-Hope pulls back, and he pulls back behind Yoongi and Tae. And Taeyong just makes sure that he gets in this shot. Like, you can tell that he had no other opportunity really to be right in front, except for maybe when they do the gun choreography. But he makes a point to, like, right when J-Hope comes back, he reaches out his left arm and pulls his body all the way in front, that he is, like, front and center. Like, he's in the middle of the camera. Mm-hmm. And he just jolts his head to the side, and he like sticks out his tongue for like a split second and then bares his teeth. It's so sexy. Like, he's like, that is to me one of the most prominent moments for Taeyong in this entire video.
Yeah, it's amazing for sure. And at the same time, Jimin sticks his fucking tongue out literally at the same time that Tae does it. So they're both demons. Like, really.
I mean, yeah. It's a fact.
Yeah, it is. It's a fact. So then they make this damn machine gun out of their bodies, out of all of their bodies, plus two backup dancers for help. So Jimin is the gun, and I just have to say, I will never, ever be able to get over how perfect we get this perfect shot of Djibouti right at 118. Like, mm-hmm. Oh my, like, it is, it's right when, like, he gets on Jungkook's shoulders and Jungkook spins around, when he spins around, we just see Jimin's butt because his, like, suit jacket is, like, flapping up, so you just see the whole thing. And, like, I know good butts, okay? I have one. I take a lot of pride.
I have a good butt, so I know.
Yeah, I take so much pride in my butt. And,
you should, rightfully.
It's perfection, Jimin's. Like, I'm dying. When I noticed it, I was like, oh, God. Oh, why do they do this? Why are they wearing such tight pants? Like,
such tight pants. And they're white and, like, like, I swear to God, they're not wearing underwear. Like, it just hugs everything.
No.
It hugs everything.
No, and the best thing about this gun is that Suga is firing the gun, and hello, Yunmin, like, I know I don't ship them as hard anymore, but really, it's such a Yunmin moment. Like, it's like, you could totally have, like, very sexual connotations to that.
Yes, I mean, Yoongi is literally firing Jimin's gun.
Yeah, so.
No more needs to be
make of that what you will. Like, yes. It's probably just because they're both the smallest and therefore the lightest in BTS, but, like, I mean, okay.
Oh, the reason that they get lifted up is because they're the smallest? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have to be lifted up.
Yeah. So Suga bites his lip right before he fires the gun. So, like, hello, I know you've been getting bias wrecked by them a lot lately, Bethany, so.
Oh, I've been, guys, to all of our listeners, I've been bias wrecked by Yoongi a lot lately. Like, way more than normal. I think a while ago, like maybe 6 or 7 months ago, Yoongi was really high up on my bias list, but he kind of made his way down. I don't know why. I mean, it just kind of naturally happens. But man, Yoongi has been so sexy to me lately. And just watching this video again has just reaffirmed my bias wrecking list here. Like,
yes. Yoongi is
making his way up again.
He's so good. And yeah, in this moment, anytime that you can really catch a glimpse of him in this video, you'll be bias wrecked. Like, and I hope that the gun moment, the firing moment, is, like, one of his favorite dance moves, just because he looks so fucking cool when he does it.
No, he looks like a total badass.
Yeah, completely.
So whenever they end up doing this gun choreography, which is really, really cool, like, the visuals are just superb, but J-Hope and Tae are in the front, and they're the ones holding on to Jimin, like, he's, like, a bazooka. Mm-hmm. And you can't not notice Taeyong. Also, you cannot notice J-Hope.
Oh, my God.
Taeyong is on the left of the screen, and his fucking eye whites.
His fucking eye whites.
I know. And to all of our listeners, if you don't understand what Kayla and I are talking about when we bring up Tae's eye whites, just stop this podcast right now. Like, just stop it, pause it. Get on your computer, get on your phone, whatever. Open up this video. Go to minute 1, second 22. I'm so serious. I am dead ass serious
over,
right now.
Pull over on the side of the road.
I'm dead ass serious. You guys will totally understand what we're talking about when we say Tae's eye whites.
Dead ass.
I mean, it's like a key feature of Taeyong.
For real.
Go to minute 1, second 22, kind of second 23. Just kind of that general area of this video. Pause it. Look at Taeyong's eyes. Like, his eye whites are so prominent. Like, does he even have pupils? Like, it's just so much eye white. So much eye white.
Oh, you'll understand. Go watch.
Yeah, you'll understand what we're talking about when you see it.
And also, if you glance over towards the left, the right side of the screen, you'll see fucking J-Hope, Hobie. He's supposed to be our hope, our angel. But in this shot, he looks quite demonic because he looks like a fucking dangerous man. He has this fucking smoky eye and this contour and, like, oh my God, he looks like he could seduce you in 0.0079 seconds. Like,
he does seduce you in 0.00034 whatever seconds.
that's how long it would take. Like,
it's pretty quick.
He looks like a beautiful demon, a vampire. I don't know, when I was watching this with Jordan, he, like, did not believe that it was J-Hope. He was like, okay, J-Hope is always beautiful and handsome, but he was like, that doesn't look like J-Hope, because he was like, he just has, like, this fucking, he, like, this smoky eye and, like, the makeup he has on, like, it's intense. And
yeah, and he's, like, kind of, like, peering over his, like, hand and his, like, forearm.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's...
Ooh, yeah. I'm scared. Like,
I mean, he can seduce you faster than BTS tickets are going to sell out for this next world tour. I had
to
put that
God.
In. I've been wanting to say that for the past, like, 30 seconds. So, anyways.
That's the after best.
After the machine gun, the dancers come back to the front, and they make that kind of, like, wall formation again. And while the boys kind of get in formation, we get to enjoy some serious chest pumps from the other dancers. And it's just yummy. Like, I don't know, like, some serious chest pumps and kind of pelvic thrusty, but, like, very small. But thank you.
And then we get to chocolate starfish, right?
Yes, we get to chocolate starfish. Chocolate starfish. I'll never not hear that. And I remember not really knowing much about this song. I mean, I had listened to Limp Bizkit before, but like this song in particular, I hadn't really listened to. And I remember turning to Brittany when I first watched this, like, nearly a year ago, and being like, did he just say chocolate starfish? Like, what?
I remember when you first showed this video to me, you were like, it says chocolate starfish. And I was like, what? No, it doesn't. Because I thought that you were mishearing it. Like, it had to have been something else. Like, that did not make sense to me.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. But, I mean, I guess it ends up being one of the people who do this song with Limp Bizkit. But when I first heard it, I was like, did he just say chocolate starfish? Anyways, so this is the part where it kind of transitions from J-Hope being front and center to Jungkook being front and center. And, guys, I know Jungkook is second on my bias list, but oh my god, Jungkook is so emo in this video. Like, when he comes to the front, he's just my favorite because I can relate to him, because I kind of went through this, like, little emo phase in middle school and high school, and he's got such thick hair, and his eyeliner's heavy, and I personally feel like this song, I feel like Jungkook picked it. Like, I would not put it past him to have listened to Limp Bizkit during this era. Like, he was still kind of young. I know that he went through kind of, like, a screamo era with... he did. He totally went through, like, a little screamo era. And he totally... I still think Jungkook is a little emo and, like, goth. Like, he wears black all the time. He's kind of really introverted. But there was definitely a time period that he listened to, like, screamo music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, I love that part for Jungkook when he does, like, those shoulder rolls. They're so, like, those shimmies that shimmy to the front is so amazing. And I think you really see it in this first camera angle because all the other members are kind of, like, moving backwards and he's moving forward, like, aggressively at the camera. Holy shit.
Yeah. So, yeah, they all do those, like, really slow kind of shoulder rolls. You know, they have been doing this, like, really intense choreography prior to that. And then they end up going into these, like, rolling, what? Like, they're very slow shoulder rolls. And then after that, they go into these really intense, like, shoulder pumps. Like, they're bent over, just, like, shoulder pumping down. And every time I see this part of the video, it makes me think of Brittany, who, when I first watched this, it was with Brittany, and she kind of has bigger boobs, and when she watches this part, she immediately grabs her tits. Like, she's like, oh, this has to hurt. Like, how do they do that? Because, I mean, can you imagine doing this dance with big boobs? Like, that real intense, like, shoulder shimmy to the front?
Yes, I can. I have big boobs. I've, like, tried to do it. It hurts.
Wait, you've tried to do it?
Yeah, I mean, like, when Brittany and I have hung out, like, we've, you know, talked about this dance or whatever, like, any time that I've just done any kind of shoulder shimmy, like, back and forth like that, it hurts. And that's not even, like, aggressively fast, like, moving. So, I don't know, you know, big boobs can't shimmy without pain and, like, making it hard to breathe.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's a great dance move. And that was I love that camera angle, the very good camera angle.
I mean, it's very good. So let's go ahead and get into the good camera angle, which we don't have as much to say about this one because it's so high up. Like, it's a really high camera angle. So yeah, it is really far up above.
Mm-hmm. It's stationary, and I think, like, if they're doing this as kind of, like, a showing how their performance could have been different, it's to show that even a stationary camera from a little bit far and up above, where you could literally see the entire stage, the outline of the stage, would have still been a million times better than what the camera people decided to do for NBC for that performance.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah. In this part of the dance, like, since it is so high up above, you get to see all of the backup dancers and BTS dancing, like, really, really well. And really what you get to notice from this particular camera angle is just how in sync everyone is. I mean, if you think about how difficult it is just to be in sync with, like, one other person, imagine being in sync with, like, 30 other people. And it's insane. I mean, it's just visually pleasing, and you can tell that they probably spent a good month or maybe even longer just perfecting this.
Yeah. This is what I really like about this camera angle, is you can see that every step of their feet is in line. Every body movement is at the same exact time. Like, it really is truly in sync. Like, it's just cool. And then when we see the reverse dance to make the machine gun in this camera shot, we actually get to see a little bit more, or like notice a couple different things. So like Jimin, we literally see him cartwheel into his position, and I just love it so much, but I would not have noticed it had I not seen it at this camera angle.
Yeah. And then also Jungkook does a somersault, but like, he somersaults into position, and then when they do the reverse thing, he reverse somersaults. And, you know, Jimin does that, like, reverse cartwheel. It's so cool.
Yes. And then, like, to make the gun, we notice in this one that Jimin is up on Jungkook's shoulders, lifted up on there. And so, like, hey, muscle pig.
Yeah. Hey, muscle pig, once again. Uh-huh. And forever. Then Yoongi, yeah, and Yoongi is picked up by these two backup dancers. Like, they come up behind him and they pick him up to, you know, shoot the gun. Mm-hmm. And you see RM and Jin are on the sides of this gun, and they kind of resemble kind of like the shells of the gun, I would assume is kind of what they're doing, or just like the vibration of this gun that's going off, you know. But
yeah,
I think it kind of, like, the way that they're shaking their arms, it kind of looks like the shells shooting back, you know, from the gun that is being shot.
Yeah, I could get that.
Mm-hmm. And then also what I noticed that I had never seen before is that there's actually girl dancers. Like, it's not just guys. There's some girls in the shot, which is super awesome.
Yeah, I wouldn't have noticed if you hadn't pointed it out, but there's at least one, and she's in the back left, invisible in a couple different shots. And that was really cool to see, like, that the dance crew didn't just have to be just all guys.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, is it's, like, military-like, you know? Like,
yeah. They
are in the Navy and all this, or, you know, whatever, like, it's just really cool because it's a little bit of BTS also showing, like, hey, you don't need to be a guy to, one, be a performer, or two, be a dancer, or three, to be a part of the military for your country, to serve for your country. It's just these little things that BTS, like, I love you so goddamn much.
Mm-hmm. Always making a statement.
Always. So after this, we go into the screen showing the phrase, "Do you want more?" And bitch, yes. Like, you Duh. Think we don't want more?
Of fucking course we do. It's never enough.
Yes. And this, okay, so this camera does not have a title. It's just called, you know, it just
shows, "Do you
want
more?"
Do you want more? So I'm like, is this the very, very good camera or what? But personally, this is, I don't know, it might be my favorite camera angle. The first one's pretty good, too. I like the first one because you get to see their faces more. You get to see, like, their facial expressions. But this camera angle is from really, really low. And it's almost like the camera is sitting on the ground. And so you get to see the BTS members kind of like charge up towards you, like up towards the front.
Yeah, all the camera really does is move either zoom in or zoom out a little bit. And sometimes it kind of moves slightly up or slightly like angled up a little bit or angled down a little bit. But like it doesn't do much. And it's yes. really good. The only complaint that I have about this camera angle is like, we'll notice that you don't get to see really the gun. Like you don't get to look down the barrel of the gun, which is Jimin's hands, and you don't really see Suga. But yeah, you don't besides see Suga that, at all. Yeah. Besides that, this camera angle is great.
Yeah, it's really good. So at minute 4:26. This is kind of that same part where they make that kind of wall, and all of the dancers have their, like, arms crossed, mm-hmm. and the BTS members throw their hats. But if you go to this time, when they do this, J-Hope comes right in between, like, the two front dancers, and he just stares at you. Like, he makes eye contact with that camera and he grabs his freaking belt and like, ah, J-Hope, I can't, like, seriously, stop it. Anyways,
it's like really not okay.
It's not okay. Like, he's being really fucking rude in this. But at that time, I think it might be like more like minute 4:28. If you look on the right, there's a like one of the dancers. I have to mention this because he caught my eye. I don't know if it's mm-hmm. his earrings or what, but hello, like this guy at minute 4:28, he's got these like big ass black hooped earrings in. They mm-hmm. almost look like gauges, but okay, hi. He looks real cute. What's wrong with me?
I mean, you know, I'm into them. So
I mean, I'm so into it.
I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. It's fine. I mean, the dancer definitely caught my eye too. Like, he was right there. And then Tae slips his tongue at us. So that's a lot to deal
yeah.
with.
I mean, Tae kind of slips his tongue at us this whole
the whole fucking
video.
Time. Well, like, because we see the same dance three times, but we notice it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So in this last camera, like, angle, we actually see that when they're forming the gun, Jimin does a fucking handstand to be able to get his legs over Jungkook's shoulders, which means he has to flip upside down and then latch his legs over his shoulders. And then Jungkook has to kind of stand up straighter and Jimin has to do a fucking curl up while on Jungkook. And Jungkook has to sustain a human doing a curl up on him to sit up upright on his shoulders, which is just like, fuck. Like, that's all I have
yeah,
to say
it's
about
intense.
It. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, just the work that had to go in just to like perfect that dance move.
Yeah. I mean, he literally does a handstand and has to flip his legs back. It's insane.
Yeah.
Yes. So at minute 5:30, this is the rudest moment for Taeyong, in my opinion. Like, this whole video, I think Taeyong is being really rude with all of his tongue slips and his eye whites and just being real aggressive. But mm-hmm. at minute 5:30, Taeyong takes his right hand and he puts it on top of his head. And he might as well be fucking tugging at his own damn hair. And he slides it all the way down his face. And then while he's sliding it down his face, he sticks out his tongue and licks his entire hand. Like, why is this necessary? It's so
why are you
sexual.
Licking your hand?
Why are you licking your whole damn hand? Like, why are you grabbing your own hair? Why are you doing this? It's not okay. Like, seriously, fuck off. Ugh. And then
you make me so mad sometimes.
He makes me so frustrated. Anyways, it's sexy. It's Taeyong. So if you look at Jungkook during this part too, Jungkook, his hair is just so thick. I mean, I knew that he had really thick hair, but in this video, I don't know if it's because he has that part, which I love how he has a part in his hair. Whenever Jungkook shows a little bit of forehead, praise the Lord. But again, he's got that emo look to him, and I'm all about that shit. And
yeah, you love that shit. New kink. Yeah.
It's for sure a kink. I have so many kinks. But anyways, if I stand BTS in high school, which I didn't, but if I knew them in high school, Jungkook would have so have been my bias. Like, yeah. I listened to Limp Bizkit when I was in high school. So, yeah, for sure Jungkook would have been my bias. Like, that's just a fact. And, yeah.
But you had a little time to grow, and it's Tae. So we should probably talk about Jin, Namjoon, and Yoongi, because we didn't really talk about them much during this episode, and it's just because they were barely featured in the dance, and that sucks, but they still had to do this incredibly difficult dance, and they still did an amazing job. For example, Jin, I kept catching glimpses of Jin whenever I looked at Jimin, because Jin was usually to the left of him. And this man looked stunning, absolutely beautiful. Like, how is it possible with this style of dance that's so aggressive and like this hair and makeup that's like so bad boy to be beautiful and stunning? I don't know, but he did that.
Yes. Honestly, I feel like when they did this video, I felt that Jin maybe would not have been the most happy about it, because dancing is not his strong suit. Like, he's very much a singer. He's very much a visual. Mm-hmm. But dancing, I mean, he still dances really well, but that's not his strong suit. So for him to be able to pull this off, he must have really challenged himself. Imagine how hard this dance was for the dance line. I mean, yeah. J-Hope, Jungkook, Jimin, they all probably worked their asses off to master this dance. Now just imagine how hard and difficult this was for Jin. Like, I'm so proud of him. He kept up with this entire dance. I mean, if you just go in and watch this video and you look just at Jin, he looks just as good as all the other members. Like, he does an amazing job.
Yeah, definitely.
In addition to this, he's wearing an earring, and Jin wearing an earring gets to me.
So also, we should talk about Namjoon. Like, how could you not notice him during this dance? Because he had that amazing silver hair, you know, parted, like, shaved on the sides. A fucking daddy, a king. Like, he looked stunning.
Yes, a daddy and a king and stunning, yes. He's so sexy with that hair, and his eyebrows are really, really bold, too, and his makeup is really intense. I mean, all of their makeup is kind of intense, but his is just, it really pops with contrasting to that blonde, that bleach blonde hair. But his dancing, again, is also very phenomenal. Same as Jin. Like, he probably worked very, very, no, it's not probably. He did work very, very hard for this, and he perfected it, and he did it. An amazing job. I mean, he keeps up with the entire dance line. Seriously, though, Namjoon and Jin are serious daddies in this video. I mean, yes. They are not boys. They are men.
They are men.
Like, their figures and their features are so mature. And, oh, yes. Damn.
Yes. And then, of course, Yoongi, our Suga. Hello, I love Suga's burnt orange, grungy hairstyle, all of his swagger, and generally everything that he does in this dance. He just looks the coolest no matter what he does. Like, he is always the chillest, he always has the most swag, he always is the coolest, he's just a fucking badass. My husband would call him a cool ass, which I think is the perfect way to describe him. Like, he just gives off this vibe, like, that he just doesn't give a fuck, which we know that he's very, very, very hardworking and he really cares about, like, what BTS puts out. But, man, that boy has some swag. Like, goddamn.
Oh, yeah. Yoongi looks like a total badass, but it's, like, in a different way from Jungkook, Jimin, and J-Hope. Like, the best way to describe him is he's that cool guy, and he's that cool guy who is cool purely because he doesn't give a shit. you know?
Yeah.
Like, he's dancing hard, but he's also being super nonchalant about it. And he's, like, mm-hmm. almost apathetic. Like, he's just cool. Like, he is clearly keeping up with everyone else, and he's dancing just as hard, and he has those nasty, gnarly faces that everyone else is making, but he looks mm-hmm. like he doesn't give two shits. And mm-hmm. he just looks chill and cool, and he's just the coolest. Fact.
Like, like this shit isn't even hard for him.
No, I feel like if Yoongi really wanted to be a part of the dance line, he easily could be. But he just doesn't. He just is like, I don't give a shit, so whatever. Like, he doesn't care. Wow, what a great episode. We hope that you enjoyed looking back at this incredible performance from BTS with us. We really loved how we described them back then, and just like, even as young fans, how we spoke about them with such reverence.
Yeah, I love that. And next week we are getting analytical with an iconic episode in which we realize that we stan intellectuals. So we looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. And I'm also curious if anyone guessed what this episode was going to be over from last week's teaser. So you have to let us know.
It'd be fun to kind of try to guess with us.
It would be. Yeah.
Because we like teasing. Right now, and see if you guys have any idea.
Did you see
coming.
Our teasers on our Instagram story?
Yeah,
they're gonna be out there. Anyways, we want to say a special thanks to all of our supporters, especially those on Patreon, the VIP Iconics, Eileen, Michelle, Holly, Meg, Rachel, Robin, and Deja. Thank you guys so much. And if you enjoyed this look back at Very Good Camera, let us know. And of course, you can find links for all the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.